Okay, today's daf is Brachot Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're at the top of the daf in the middle of an inyan. First, I just apologize in advance for any interruptions or background noises. I just got to my sister's wedding and I'm trying to get the recording in before pictures. All right, we mentioned yesterday that just like Yaakov Avinu was called Yisrael, but he still wasn't not called Yaakov anymore. He still kept the name Yaakov. He was just primarily Yisrael, and on the side, he was Yaakov. So too, when the Geula comes, we're still going to recall the miracle of Yetziat Mitzrayim, but it's going to be secondary to the real miracle, which was the final redemption. V'chein hu Omer, and similar, we said, Al tizkeru rishonot v'kadmoniot, al titbonenu, right? Don't recall the first things and the preceding things or earlier things. Don't think about. So don't think about the earlier things. That is our exile when we were under the control of other nations. And earlier things, don't think about. That's Yitziat Mitzrayim. Because now I'm doing something new, which is about to sprout forward right now, and that's talking about the Geula. Tani Rav Yosef Zomelchem and Gog Umagog. As Rav Yosef taught, that is talking about Gog Umagog. That's the new thing. All right, Gog Umagog, and now that's all we're going to be talking about. So what is this similar to? Right, a person's walking on his way, and a wolf attacks him. Venitzal mimeno, and he saved from him. Vayamisaper veolech maaseh ziv. Right, and from that point on, he was just telling the story of when he was saved from the wolf. Pagavo ari venitzal mimeno. Vayamisaper veolech maaseh ari. But then a lion attacked him, and he was saved from the lion. So from that point on, he would go on and just tell the story about the lion, because it's clearly a bigger miracle. Why even mention the ziv anymore? Pagavo nachash venitzal mimeno shachach maaseh shneim. Vayamisaper veolech maaseh nachash. So, and then a snake attacked him, and he was saved from the snake, so he forgot about the first two, and now he was only talking about this snake. Av kach Yisrael. So too is Klal Yisrael. Tzarot achronot mishkachot et arishonot. Right? The newest struggles make you forget about the previous struggles. Avram, who Avraham? We just spoke about Yaakov's name change, so now we're going to speak about some other name changes. So Avram is now Avraham. Betchila nase avla Avram, lesof nase avla kolam kulo. Originally, he was only the father for Aram, his nation, so he was Avram. Now that he's the father of everyone, he's Avraham, which is Avhamon Goyim. Sarai, he's Sarah. Right? So Sarai is now Sarah. Betchila nase Sarai leumata. So first, she was like a royalty for her own nation. Ubasof nasit Sarah lekolam kulo. And now she's royalty for the entire world. Tani Bar Kafra taught Kol Korela Avraham Avram over Baasesh Nemar Vayashimcha Avraham. Anyone who calls Avraham Avram is over on a mitzvah Ase, because the Torah explicitly says that you should be called Avraham. Rabbi Eliezer Omer over Belav. Really, you violate a Lotasesh Nemar Velo Yikra Odet Shimcha Avram, because the Torah also says you should no longer be called Avram. Therefore, if you call him Avram, it's a Lotase. You're doing something the Torah tells you not to. Elamata Korela Sarah Sarai Hachinami. So too, if someone calls Sarah Sarai, that should also be an over on a lota, say you're violating something the Torah tells you to do, because her too, it says don't call her Sarai anymore. Hatam kujabrichu amar la Avram Sarai shtecha lo tikra shma Sarai ki Sarai shma. No, that Gadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham don't call her Sarai anymore, but it wasn't a general mitzvah. Elami ata kor li Yaakov achenami. But here too, by Yaakov, if you call him Yaakov, then you're over a lota, say shani hatam de hadera hadre kra. No, it's different by Yaakov, because the pasuk went back on what it said. Dichtiv vayomer Elohim liYisrael b'marot halayla vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. So Kadosh Baruch Hu called to Yisrael, and he called him by the name of Yaakov Yaakov. So because of that, we understand now that when he said Yisrael initially, he meant the primary name is Yisrael, but not that you should never be called Yaakov again, because here he calls him Yaakov twice. Mativ Rav Yosef bar Avin v'itema Rabbi Yosi bar Zveda atahu Adonai Elohim asher b'chad b'Avram. Right. So we have a pasuk now that calls him Avram again. So maybe here too we should say, oh, the pasuk clearly goes back on what was said about Avraham, right? Because now it's calling him Avram again. No, we're not calling him Avram again. He's still obviously Avraham. We just want to point out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him when he was still Avram, right? If you're referring to him in the past, similarly, if you're learning Parshat Lech Lecha, then you should still be calling him Avram. Hadron Alach Me'ematai. We officially finished the first parak of Brachot. A special Mazel Tov if this is the first parak in Shas that you're finishing. New Mishnah, new parak. Hayakore Betorah, Yigiz Mana Mikra. im kiven libo yatsa. So you're reading from the Torah, you're reading basically the parsha of Kriyat Shema in the Torah, and it's time for Kriyat Shema. So if you're mechav, and if you have the right intention, then you're yotze, your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, even though you're just reading from the Torah. But prakim shor lipnei kavod meshiv. And if you're in between prakim, you're allowed to greet someone who you have honor for, respect for, and you're allowed to respond if someone you have honor for greets you. Ube'emtza shor lipnei ayir meshiv. Divrei Meir. And in the middle of psukim, you can even respond to someone you have yira for. If you have fear of them, then you can respond in the middle of psukim, or you can greet them if you have fear for them. In the middle of psukim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer be'emtza shol mipnei ayira meshiv mipnei kavod. Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit of a different shita. He says no, be'emtza, meaning in between psukim, you can even go out of your way to ask. You can go out of your way to greet someone you have yira for, and you can respond to someone that you have honor for. You can't go out of your way to say hi to greet someone that you have honor for because you're in the middle of a pasuk, but if he already does it for you, you're allowed to respond because you have such honor for him. And if you're in between prakim, then you can go out of your way to greet someone you have honor for, and you can respond to anyone who says hi to you. And it agrees to Eluhan ben Prakim. Okay, what exactly does it mean between the Prakim? Ben Bracha Rishon Lishnia. So in between the first two Brachot. Ben Shnia Lishma, the second Bracha and Shema. Ben Shema Vayayim Shema. So between Shema and the paragraph of Vayayim Shema. Ben Vayayim Shema Levayomer. And in between Vayayim Shema to Vayomer. Ben Vayomer. Le'emet ve'etziv, and in between ve'yomer le'emet ve'etziv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ben ve'yomer le'emet ve'etziv lo yafsik. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not supposed to interrupt between emet ve'etziv and ve'yomer. So why is it that you say Shema before Vahaya? Because Shema, which deals with Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim, accepting the heavenly yoke, Kadosh Baruch Hu, as being as having divine rule over you, comes before accepting his specific mitzvah. Vayayim shemoa levayomer. And then why does vayah come before vayomer? Shevayayim shemoa noheg ben vayom ben balayla. Because vayayim shemoa, it deals about learning Torah, which you do during the day and the night. Vayomer enor noheg ela bayom bilvad. But vayomer, you only say during the day because it's talking about mitzvot. Gemara. Shema mina mitzvot tzuchel kavana. So we learn from here that you obviously need kavana for mitzvot. How do we learn it from here? Because if you're reading the Torah, it's not enough. You need davka have kavana, and then you can be yotzei kriyat shema. So we know from there that you need kavana to be yotzei kriyat shema, so you need kavana for mitzvah, meaning it's not just enough to do the mitzvah and not realize what you're doing. You need proper intent behind your mitzvah in order to fufill your obligation. Ma'im kiven libo likrot, right? No. What does kiven libo mean? You have to intend to be reading the pasuk. Likrod v'hakakari. Wait, what do you mean you have to stop and intend to be reading the pasuk? You're already reading the pasuk. Why do you need to tell me that I need intention to read the pasuk? I'm already doing that. Bekor lehagia. No, that's because right now you're reading just checking mistakes. You're not reading l'shem for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're not reading at all. You're just checking for mistakes. If you have specific intent to be reading it for Talmud Torah, then that works. You actually don't need the intent to read for Kriyat Shema specifically. Tanur Banan, Kriyat Shema, Kikatva, Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe believes that Kriyat Shema must be said in Lashon HaKodesh because that is the language that it's written in. But the Chachamim say, no, it could be recited in any language. My time at the Rebbe Amarka Vahayu Bavyatani Yu. Right? What's Rebbe's reason? Because it says, Vahayu Hadvarim Ha'elu. Vahayu means they shall be this way. As they are, that's how they shall be. And they are written in Hebrew, and therefore they must be read in Hebrew. For Rabbanan, my time, Ayus, what's the Rabbanan Svara? Amarka Shema Bichol Lashon Shtashamea. It says Shema. So in any language that you would hear, meaning any language you understand, you can go ahead and say Shema. The Rebbe Nami Akdiv Shema. How does Rebbe explain why Shema is written, or what does Rebbe do with the word Shema that seems to indicate that it can be in any language that you can hear? Right? No, you need that to teach you that you need to hear what you're saying, meaning you need to say it at least partially audibly. And the Rabbanon believe that you don't need to learn that because you actually don't need to hear what you're saying. You're Yotze, even if you didn't hear what you're saying. Okay, but what do the Rabbanon do with the word Vahayu? You, which Rebbe used to learn, they can only be saying Lashon HaKodesh. No, that's teach you that it must be read as it is. Meaning, yes, Vahayu, this is how it should be, and it can't be any other way. That's to tell you that the order it's read in. You can't read the Shema out of order and still be Yotzev. Rebbe, Shelo Yikra Lemafreya Minale Nafkale. So how does Rebbe learn that you can't read it out of order? Midvarim Hadvarim. Right, from the word Dvarim, it could have just said Elu Dvarim Elu, but it says Hadvarim, right? So we learn from the word hadvarim that it's davka these words and in this order. It could have just said dvarim, but the fact that it says hadvarim, we know that we have to be medayik in the order that we say them. That's how you can't say them out of order. Rabbanan, dvarim hadvarim lo darshi. But Rabbanan didn't have a special limud, didn't have a special thing to learn out from the fact that it says hadvarim instead of dvarim. Lememra, the Sava Rebbe, the Kol HaTorah Kula, b'chol lashon emar. But can we learn from here that Rebbe believes that the rest of the Torah you can recite in any language you'd want? These like a daidach b'lashon HaKodesh nemra. Why would you need a special pasuk, a special word to teach me by Kriyat Shema, the Dafti say it in Hebrew, if by the whole Torah I can only say it in Hebrew? So can I learn from there that Rebbe believes that the rest of the Torah you're allowed to say not in Hebrew? No, really the rest of the Torah you also have to say in Hebrew, and you need a special word by Shema because it says the word Shema. And we know that the Rabbanon used Shema to teach you that you can own, to teach you that you don't have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. So, because you have that potential limud from Shema that you wouldn't have to say in Lashon HaKodesh, so that's why there's a specific mentioning of a special word to teach you that it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh, even though all the Torah has to be in Lashon HaKodesh, because by Shema you had a Havamina that it's different because it says the word Shema and the limud that the Rabbanan have. Lemeimer desavri Rabbanan nechol haTorah kula b'lashon haKodesh nemra. But now we have the opposite limud from the Rabbanan. So do we say that from this we can see that the Rabbanan believe the rest of the Torah can only be said in lashon haKodesh? These agadaitach b'chol lashon nemra shema dechtiv rachmana lamali. So because if you could say the rest of the Torah in any language, why would I need a special limud according to the Rabbanan to teach me that Shema can be said in any language? Right? It must be that the whole Torah can only be said in lashon haKodesh, and Shema has a special limud because it's different. Itzerach meshum dechtiv v'hayu. No, the Rabbanan say basically the opposite of about what Rebbe says, that you need a special word by Shema to teach you that it can be in any language, because you would have said, like Rebbe said, which is that Vehayu teaches you that it must be only be in Lashon HaKodesh. Tan Rabbanan, Vehayu shelo yikra l'mafreya dvarim ala bevecha yachol tehe kol ha-parasha tzricha kavana tamid lomar ha-eile. Right, so right, so we know what vehayu means. Vehayu means you can't read it out of order. But what does hadvarim alivavecha imply? What that means is you may have thought that the entire parsha of Shema needs kavana, but we learn from here that only up until hadvarim ha'ele, only up until these words you need kavana. Afterward, you no longer need proper kavana by saying it. You only need kavana for the beginning. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer shita. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to him, Harei hu omer no, but we have a pasuk that says that which I told you to do on this day must be on your heart. So that sounds like everything needs to be bikavana. The entire first paragraph needs to be bikavana. The word of Eile does not sound like it's coming to limit what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us needs to be on our heart. And by the way, on our heart is the word indication for how we know that something needs kavana. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the whole paragraph needs kavana, and he doesn't see how exactly Rabbi Lezer is limiting that from the word Eile. Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is Rabbi Akiva. Ikir matin ala hadatanya, but those who taught the same halacha from the following brayta, kore et shema tzrich shikaven et libo. Right, the one who reads shema needs to have proper kavana. Right, lechaven et libo, to focus your heart. Rabbi Acha mishum Rabbi Yehuda omer kevan shikiven libo beperek rishon shuvenu tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda says that once you had kavana for the first paragraph, you don't need kavana after that. Amar Rabbi Baruch Hana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Acha, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Acha that he said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya Idach. Eternally, we taught a similar idea in the following brayta, Vayu shelo yikra lemafreya. Right, we learn from Vehayu that you're not allowed to read out of order. Alev avecha. Okay, so what do we learn from Alev avecha? Rav Zutra Omer ad kan mitzvah kavana mikan veelach mitzvah kriya. Up until now, you had a mitzvah for the proper intent, but from now on, you have a mitzvah to recite it, to verbally recite, to actually recite each word. Rabbi Yishaya Omer ad kan mitzvah kriya mikan veelach mitzvah kavana. Rabbi Yishaya says the opposite. No, up until now, you had a mitzvah of reciting it, and now you have the mitzvah of proper intent. So we're going to explain what exactly these two shitas are implying. So what's different from now on that you have a mitzvah to recite it, but beforehand you didn't have a mitzvah to recite it, you only had a mitzvah for kavana dechtiv, ledaber bam, it says to speak them, right? So that as long as it says bedaber bam, to speak them, I know that I have to recite that. Hachanami aktiv v'dibar tabam, but so too in the second paragraph it says v'dibar tabam, to speak them. Hachikamar, adkan mitzvah kavana v'kriya, mikan v'elech kriya below kavana. Meaning, Hachanami, you're right. Meaning, what I really meant to say was that up until now, we had both the mitzvah of kavana and kriya. I need a proper intent and to recite it. And now I only need to recite it because of Vidibarta Bam, but I don't need kavana. Okay, but why is it that in the beginning you needed kavana for both and now you don't need kavana anymore? In the beginning you need kavana and to recite it verbally, but now you don't, now you only need to recite it, you don't need kavana anymore. Because it says the first paragraph, both alivavecha, which implies kavana, and vidibartabam, to recite it. Hatam nami aktiv alivavechem ledaberbam. But in the second paragraph it also says livavchem, which means kavana and ledaberbam, to recite it. Ahumi baile likidurav Yitzchak. No, but that's needed for that which Rav Yitzchak taught, meaning that pasuk that you want to use isn't available to teach you about Kavana. It's already needed for Rav Yitzchak's Limud. What's Rav Yitzchak's Limud? The Amar v'samdem et dvarai eile v'tzricha sh'teh sima k'neged alev. Right? That these things need to be opposite the heart, meaning the tefillin, which has Kriyat Shema in it, needs to be opposite your heart. We learn from that pasuk, so it's not available to teach me Kavana. Amar Yishaya, Omer, Adkan, Mitzvah, Kriya, Mikan, Ve'elech, Mitzvah, Kavana. No, up until now, you had the Mitzvah to recite it, and from now on, you had the Mitzvah of proper Kavana. Mashna, Mikan, Ve'elech, Mitzvah, Kavana, Mishum, Dichtiv, Alavavchem, Achanami, Achtiv, Alavavchem. But why would you differentiate between the first paragraph and the second paragraph as far as Kavana goes? The first paragraph says Alavavchem, which implies Kavana, and the second paragraph says Alavavcha, which implies Kavana. Hachikamar, no, this is where he really said, Adkan, Mitzvah, Kriya, Vikavana. You had a Mitzvah of both Kriya and Kavana in the first paragraph, Mikan, Ve'elech, Kavana below Kriya. But afterward, you have your mitzvah of Kavana and not Kriya. So just to make sure we're clear on the Shitas, right? The first Shita, which is Rav Zutra, said that everyone agrees that in the beginning you need both to recite it properly and the proper Kavana. Rav Zutra believes that afterward you no longer need Kavana, but you still need to recite it. And, sorry, I forgot the Shita, Rabbi Shaya believes that Mar Rabbi Shaya believes that in the second paragraph, you don't need to recite it anymore, but you still need kavana. So how does he get that? Umashna adkan mitzvah kriya v'kavana dichtiv alavavcha v'dibartabam. Adanamri dichtiv alavavcha v'dibartabam. But in the first paragraph, it says alavavcha, it's on your heart, and dibartabam, and you recite it. The second paragraph also says on your heart, and then you recite it. So why would he differentiate and assume that in the second paragraph, you no longer have the mitzvah of reciting it, but you still have the mitzvah of kavana? Ahu v'dibrei Torah dichtiv. No, that v'dibartabam is talking about words of Torah. It's not talking about kriyat shema, and therefore I don't have that limud available. Right? As Kadosh Baruch Hu is basically telling us that you need to teach your children Torah until they know how to recite it. I mean, it's not enough that they say, the conceptual say, yeah, I got it, let's move on. No, they need to know how to say, to reiterate the Torah that you said. And so just to make sure we have the sheet is clear, everyone agrees that in the beginning, the first paragraph, you need to recite it, and you need to have the proper intent, right? Now, Rav Zveda, who believes that in the second paragraph, you only need to recite it, says Alev Avchem, which you would thought would have implied Kavana, is really teaching you about Tefillin, whereas Rabbi Yeshaya says that in the first paragraph, yes, you need to say, you need to recite it, and you need Kavana, but in the second paragraph, you only need Kavana, and that which you would have learned from, you have to recite it, is actually talking about learning Torah. Tan Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Adkan Tzricha Kavana Atalev Dibrei Remeir. Amar Rava Halacha Remeir. Remeir says, no, you only need Kavana for Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the Halacha is like Remeir. Tani Sumchus Omer Kol Amarich Be'echad Marichin Lo Yami V'Shnotav. Anyone who extends the word Echad, who takes more time on the word Echad, will lengthen his days and his years. Amar Rava Chabar Yaakov Ubedalet. But specifically by the Dalet. Your Echad, you have to extend the Dalet. That may not be a Dalet as actually pronounced. This is a good Raya. The Dalet used to be more of a TH sound, because you can't really extend the T. Amar Rav Ashi Bilvad Sholo Yachtov. But that doesn't mean that you can cut off the chet, meaning you have to say echad, right? Not echad, just to rush through the chet so you can get to the dalet faster. You have to still pronounce it properly. Rabbi Yirmiya have a yativ kamed Rabbi Chiya bar Ava, chazida have a marich tuva. Right, so Rabbi Yirmiya saw that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was extending for a long time on the echad. Amar like kivan de amlichte lemala lemata arba ruchor hashemayim tulo tricha. So he said, once you have extended the dalet long enough to think about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up and down and in the four directions, you don't need to extend the dalet any longer than that. Amarav Natan Barmar Ukva Amarav Yehuda Alavavcha Ba'amida. You have to say the words Alavavcha standing up. Alavavcha Sagadaitach? You have to stand up for the words Alavavcha? Really? Ela Ema Ad Alavavcha Ba'amida. No, you have to say everything until Alavavcha Ba'amida. Mikan Ve'elach Lo. But afterward, you're allowed to sit down. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kola Parasha Kula Ba'amida. Rabbi Yochanan says you should say the whole thing standing up. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Tame Damar Rabbi Baruchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Alachke. Right, and Rabbi Yochanan clearly follows his shita, as we have quoted elsewhere, that this is how Rabbi Yochanan holds in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Tan Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Zokriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Anasi would only say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he wouldn't say the other paragraphs. Amar Le'er Rav Chiya, Lo Chazina, le Rebbe de Mekabel le Olmechut Shemaim. I've never seen Rebbe, meaning Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, be Mekabel Olmechut Shemaim. I've never seen him say Shema. Amar le, Yishran Adem, Bar Pachdi, Bishashim Avir, Yadav Alpanav, Mekabel Olmechut Shemaim. Right? That, you know when he puts his hand over his face? Yeah, that's when he's Mekabel Olmechut Shemaim. That's what he's doing. Choser Vegomra or En Choser Vegomra. Okay, but does he go back and finish it later or not? Bar Kafra Omer, Enu Choser Vegomra. No, he doesn't go back and finish it. Rabbi Shimon, the Rebbe Omer Choser Vegomra. Yeah, he does go back and finish it later. Amar le, Bar Kafra, Rabbi Shimon, Rebbe, Bishlam Eladidi, Damina Enu Choser Vegomra, Hainu De Mehader, Rebbe Hashamata De Eat Ba Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. It makes sense in my shita that he doesn't go back and say it later. That's why after he says Shema Yisrael Shemitah Nuchenu Shemachad, he mentions Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, because you also need to mention Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. Eladidcha, Damar Choser Vegomra, Lama Leila Adure. But in your opinion, that he goes back over the whole thing later when he has time, why would he make a specific mention of Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim? He's saying Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim anyway. Kedei Lazkir Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim Bizmana. No, because it's a special time, he's supposed to mention Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. It's at the same time, and so he wanted to say it in its time, and then he's mentioned the whole thing later, or he said all of Kriyat Shema later. Amar Rabbi Ila Barei de Rav Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei de Rav Amar Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad Ve'ne'enas B'shena Yatza. If you just said that first paragraph, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad, and then you fell asleep, you're still Yatze. Amar Rav Nachman Ledaro Avder. Rav Nachman said to Daro his slave, B'psuka Kama Tzaran Tzvei Lo Tzaran. If you see that I'm falling asleep, bother me, so that I make sure that I say the first pasuk with proper kavana. Afterward, don't bother me. Amar Le Rav Yosef Barei de Rabba Avucha Heche Avid. So how did your father used to practice? Amar In the first pasuk, he would really make sure to say it properly, but afterward, he wouldn't be metametz. He wouldn't go the extra mile to make sure that he could say it properly. I'm Rav Yosef. Park Dan Lokrei Kriyat Shema. Rav Yosef says that someone who's lying straight on his back shouldn't say Kriyat Shema in that fashion. Mikra Hu Delo Likri Ha Migna Shapir Dami. Well, he's not supposed to say Kriyat Shema, but he's allowed to sleep that way? Is that what you're implying? V'ha Rav Yeshua Ben Levi Laitam Andagani Parkid. Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, he cursed anyone who would lie straight on his back, because if you were aroused in the middle of the night, it was, everyone could see it. Everyone would be able to tell. Amar Migna Kimatzli Shapir Dami. No, no, no. When you're sleeping and you're lying on your back, as long as you just turn to your side, you're fine. Mikra Avagav De Matzli Nami. But as far as saying Kriyat Shema goes, if you're lying on your back and you just turn to the side, it's still Aser. You're not allowed to do that. V'ha Rabbi Yochanan Matzli Vikari, but Rabbi Yochanan would just turn to his side and read Kriyat Shema. Shana Rabbi Yochanan Debal Baser. Rabbi Yochanan is different because he was particularly obese, and therefore it was very difficult for him to say Kriyat Shema any other way.